Welcome to the Dark Knight Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Dark Knight Podcast. I'm Tony.
And I'm Sam.
If you listened to this podcast before, we used to have a different type of format. What we would do is either Sam or I would tell a story. We had two different types of episode. We had a dark side, which is just one of us telling a story, and then we had a regular episode, which was an extended version, which both of us had a topic to talk about. But we're changing it up. We're still gonna have the regular episodes, but we're instead of having two topics in one episode, we're just gonna have a single topic. So essentially the dark souls that we used to have are becoming just regular episodes, and then the dark souls that we're gonna make now, it's just gonna be more of a like just hanging out, talking, you know, talking about stuff. Like I'm gonna have certain questions that we could talk about. We have different segments that we want to go through, and I think it's gonna be a little bit better. I feel like it's gonna be a better thing for the podcast.
It's gonna be more like I hanging guess you guys out with will us. Get to know us more, not just get to know us as.
Oh, if you hear something, we have. If you've been listening to the podcast, We haven't talked about it. but we have a new addition to our family.
She has poop.
She has poop, apparently.
we can't talk about it.
So, poop, diaper change break. Okay, so we're back from our little diaper break. So, that was Kendra's introduction. Yeah, we just had our baby not too long ago, like, what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
A little over 2 weeks. So, you might hear her once in a while in the background.
Yeah. You might hear her little chewing or how would you say it? Sucking sounds for the pacifier.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll just hear some sounds occasionally. Hopefully not really. I'll try to edit those out or whatever. Yeah, so we've been having a little bit of a break because we've been going through, you know, the whole pregnancy thing and then just everything that came along with it.
Yeah, we have had a lot of things to do.
And we also wanted to take a little break to kind of come up with how we actually want to carry out with the podcast. You know, just doing research all the time for every episode was a little difficult because with my schedule, it would have to take up a little bit more time. Sam, she's able to continue with those things, especially now that she's going to have her leave for a little while longer. She can do the research and everything, and just having this break with these dark souls, the new dark souls, with just different segments and different topics and not necessarily having to do a lot of research, I think kind of gives me that break to be able to do all that. Anyways.
Yeah, so it's going to be way easier for research and just to spread our wings a little bit and put something different in the podcast other than just regular story.
Yeah, being able to manage things and hopefully keeping up with being consistent from now on. It's gonna be I'm excited with the new format, so hopefully everybody enjoys this. And
so would you want to explain the new format?
Well, like,
what are we gonna talk about in the dark souls?
Well, that's why I was talking about a little earlier. We're gonna have little segments. It'll vary between episodes, so it could be from 4 segments to 5 segments. Some segments are shorter than others. It's just like a quick little thing. So yeah, this is gonna be the first dark soul, the new dark souls. Any of the older episodes we're gonna end up just saving and putting on Patreon. So if anybody in the future was interested in listening to those, they can jump on join our Patreon and listen to those. But I do want to make like a little bit of a montage thing of our favorite moments for the past episodes we've made.
Yeah, so I'll
that'll come up in the future.
Yeah, I'll probably get into that and help decide which ones we want to like do a little montage on.
Yeah. It'll be fun. So are you ready for this new format?
Yes, go.
Okay.
Hurry. I'm just
kidding. So now we're going to start off with just a couple questions. Okay. So if the Scooby-Doo gang were in a horror movie that would actually kill off characters, how do you think that movie would play out? And who do you think would die? And who do you think would end up surviving?
Okay. If they were in a horror movie.
Yes. And like that would actually kill off characters.
Okay. Let's say okay, let's put them in Scream.
So if they were rated R, I'm assuming that, you know, Daphne and Fred would actually get it on. And then, you know, couples that get it on in movies end up getting killed. So I think they would get killed off.
Really?
It can vary. I think they can either be that couple that you know, gets intimate and gets killed, or they can be like the, because they're the stronger characters. They're the ones that have more leadership, so they could end up, you know, guiding everybody and possibly surviving. But yeah, what do you think?
I see Shaggy and Scooby surviving, and Velma and Daphne and Fred dying. But the first person to die for me, I think, would be Fred, because he's gonna try to defend whoever he's with, which would be, I guess, Daphne, and he would die and she would run away. But it really just depends on what part of the Scooby-Doo gang it is. Is it the part where Daphne is just a damsel in distress, or is it the part where she actually knows how to fight? So there's that one that she actually knows how to fight, and she's going to be the one defending and helping everybody else. If not, I think Fred will still be the one dying first.
I could see that, but I think most likely Daphne would be the one to die first.
Really?
Yeah, because in a lot of movies, like the hot chick ends up getting killed. Like, oh, she's taking a shower, she gets killed. She's swimming in the lake, she gets killed.
But you have to think about in the perspective of like what they do and how they go and separate and do their thing.
I don't know. Because if they're still acting normally, like they do in the show, and they're just in a movie that's going to end up killing characters off, I think Fred, Daphne, and Velma have a more of a chance. Like, just because they think better, they come up with ideas, they know how to, you know, set up traps and all that. And then Scooby and Shaggy are always running away. They're always cowardly. So,
but if you think about it, they're always just doing their thing, being cowardly. And that's going to save them. In the real life, they're going to be running away. Bye. I'm not going to deal with this. And they're just going to run away.
I could see that being...
Unless... Okay, let's picture this. Let's see. It's a rainy day. They went to the scary house where they're trying to find who the murderer, the mask is. Okay, so Shaggy and Scooby don't want to go inside. So they stay in the car. They stay in the van or car. Yeah, van. So, yeah. And all Velma and Fred and Daphne, they go in. And they're like, okay, we'll just walk around and look at stuff and see what we could figure out. Scooby and Shaggy are outside. Fred probably needs to go pee or needs to take Scooby out to go pee. And they go out.
Bam.
Fred gets lost somehow and he gets hit in the head. Or he gets killed. Shaggy gets killed. And then Scooby is just like, where is he? Then he has to go explore and find everybody else because he can't find Shaggy. So that's one scenario. And then Shaggy gets killed first.
No, I can see it going multiple ways because it depends on what kind of movie you're going towards.
Well, if you think about it, whoever stays in the car dies.
Yeah.
Like, it's always the cop. That's outside looking. He's always getting killed.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So but I don't think that always happens, but I think, yeah, majority of the time.
It's a most likely thing to happen. So if Shaggy and Scooby don't want to go in, they're not going to go in. So they're going to stay in the van eating or doing their thing. And that's what's going to happen. Usually, maybe they would be getting high inside the van. So mostly they would be really high and they won't even know what's going on.
And then come outside and see them bloody in the seats.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think I'm going to stick. I set my choice. So I think I'm going to go with Daphne and getting killed first. Just going off of the whole hot chick thing. Like, let's say she...
But also, Fred is a hot guy, so...
He's not a hot chick, though.
But he's a hot guy.
I was going to say he's going to die second. So, I think Daphne would die first. Like, let's say she's... I don't think she would end up getting into a pool or... It depends. Like, if they're going there to solve a crime, then that's a different thing. But if they're just, like, hanging out, then I would say, yeah, maybe she's gonna go to the pool or she's gonna take a shower, then she gets killed off like that. But if they're going in to solve a crime, which is what they do, so I'm gonna kind of go with that. So it kind of changes my my choice, I guess.
Not really. I mean, if it was your choice, if they would go inside and do their thing, they would separate either way. And usually they separate in, I guess, in three teams, which Belma is always the one alone sometimes.
That's okay.
So in this case, Belma would be alone, and then Shaggy and Scooby would go together, and Daphne and Fred would go together. And maybe in real life or in a movie, horror movie version, they'll be like distracted making out, and that's when they would die.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because I don't see them doing the coitus. I don't see them doing that in a horror movie, because they're supposed to be investigating, because that's what they're all about.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they're going to be investigating, that kind of changes it. Because what I was thinking is just, no, they're just going to spend, like, have fun at, like, a cabin or something. Go spend the weekend or something. That's where my head first went. But they go to solve crimes. So if it's going to be a Scooby-Doo thing, then they're going to go to solve crimes. So
yeah,
if I go with that, then, yeah, you did bring up a good point. The fact that Velma is always by herself when they split up, because it's Shaggy, Scooby, Fred, Daphne, and then Velma. So I think she will get killed off because she's by herself. Or one of the two pairs get split up. Because you know in movies, a lot of times the door closes
that and happens, splits them up. That happens in the show. Yeah. Daphne or Velma or somebody gets split up. Or Shaggy. Mm. Or Scooby. I have a better one.
Now you go for it.
The killer is one of them.
Oh. Oh, so who would be the killer?
Velma.
Velma's the killer?
Velma's the killer. Or Shaggy, because they underestimated him. Or it would be Daphne, because she really doesn't bring anything to the...
I mean, she's really smart and she can figure stuff out.
Daphne.
Oh, Daphne, my bad. I was thinking Velma.
Daphne, she doesn't really have anything. I mean, her family's rich. That's pretty much it. So... she could go after and be the one that's killing. Mm-hmm. Or they haven't. There's been an episode where there's a evil cousin or something. And I think it's Velma's cousin. Oh. So it could be one of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of different scenarios. So we're going to have to end up deciding. Like, we have to choose our own situation. Like, what do you think would happen? What I think would happen? So do you want to go first? Or do you think you decided on which one you're going with?
Well, you decide first.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go off of my initial thought. I'm not going to go with, you know, them trying to go solve a crime. Because in that case, it can go either way. Because they can get separated, then they can choose on who to kill off. But I'm going to go off just what I was saying first. So Daphne, hot chick, for some reason, they're going to stay at a cabin, just hang out, whatever. And there just so happens to be a pool. So I'm going to go with that one. You know, she's in the pool. She ends up getting killed off because everybody...
Are you saying that because we just saw an episode of Criminal Minds, there was a chick in the pool? Oh, yeah,
I forgot about that.
That's why you're saying that?
Maybe.
The chick in Criminal Minds, spoiler, she got killed. And she was swimming in the pool and she was a...
That's not
not an ugly girl. I'm just saying she was a young teenager growing up, like, pretty girl and stuff. So
it's not really a spoiler. That happens right in the beginning of the episode. But
who cares?
Okay, so we'll go with that. So they're all hanging out, and she decides to stay out a little bit longer. She ends up getting killed. They find the body, and they're like, oh my god, they're all freaking out. And then Velma is about to get killed, and then Fred jumps in to save her. Because a lot of times in movies, the guys save the chicks. And then when the guy is getting stabbed or whatever, the chicks just stand there and they're like, oh my god, ah. And that always irritates me. When they're just standing there, they can do something to help or run. But either way, he tries to help her. He gets killed. So that's two of them. So how are we going to kill off the other ones? We don't have to kill everybody.
I was just going to say that.
But I do like movies where all the good guys die.
You do?
Yeah, because it doesn't happen too often. Because there's always somebody that survives. But, okay, so they end up deciding on a good plan to kill the villain of the movie. So Velma, Shaggy, and Scooby come up with an idea, and it almost works. But just like every horror movie, the bad guy is harder to kill than a normal person. And they're there, and I'm going to say... I'm going to say Shaggy lets his guard down and stands too close to the villain because he thinks that the villain's dead. And then the villain gets up and stabs him, and then he falls dead. So now we only have Velma and Scooby.
They're the ones that stay alive.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what. Okay, and I'm going to go with they come up with a second plan. They kind of learn from their first mistake, and then... It seems like Velma's about to get killed, but Scooby runs in and bites the villain. It ends up throwing the villain off, and they're able to beat the villain, and they survive. But then at the end of the movie, you see that the villain stands up and walks away.
Dun, dun, dun.
So that's how I'm a go with it.
Okay, so let's see. I'm not going to go with what you said, because... Just because it's a horror movie doesn't mean there has to be a hot chick dying first.
I know that not always that happens, but that's the one I went with.
That's all you want? You want the hot chick? That's what you said?
No, I said that's the one I went with.
Okay.
I don't want hot chicks to die. I'm not saying that.
Go ahead. Okay, so I'm going to go with Fred's going to die first. They're going to go in. Like I said, Shaggy and Scooby will stay behind. They're going to keep watch because they're not supposed to be inside that place. And they're going to be outside just like, you know, minding their own business. Like I said, maybe getting high because that's what they do. And so Velma, Freddy, and Daphne are going to go in and they're going to explore. But when they go in, Daphne.
For some reason I pictured that in like Duff Man's voice, you know, but Defna.
I don't know why I meant to say Velma and then I thought of Daphne.
I thought you kind of replaced the E with the A and then you know, kind of swapped them.
Okay, so
Defna
on. Velma is gonna separate. Just imagine a mansion, kind of like, I don't know, like,
is it Duff? Is okay. It Duffman?
Shut up.
Okay. Sorry, go on.
Well, like a big huge house, and then they're gonna separate. One, Daphne and Fred are gonna go one side and Velma is gonna go the other side because she doesn't want to go the same way as them. So she separates, and in the meantime that they're separating, the guy's staring at them from somewhere in the house. And
the call's coming from inside. Sorry.
Yeah, so Fred and Daphne are going to be walking around. They're going to be talking and doing their thing. And while, like, everything's being fine and, like, nothing's happening, the guy's going to come after Daphne and Fred. While Fred is distracted with something in the house, the guy grabs Daphne. But Fred manages to see it, so he tries to save her. But at the same time that he's trying to save her, he gets stabbed and he dies. He bleeds to death and Daphne gets away. So while she's running away, because the guy was killing Fred, she bumps into Velma and they both run. But Velma wants to know what's going on because, you know, she's Velma. She wants to see everything. And at that moment, that's when the guy grabs Velma because she's a curious kitty and she wants to go figure out what's going on. Uh-huh. And Daphne has no choice but to let her go. The guy grabs Velma and he traps her in some room, and Daphne runs away and she goes inside the truck with Shaggy and Scooby, and they're like, what's going on?
Whoa. But you said that they're gonna die.
No, I said that's another scenario.
Oh, okay.
Daphne and Shaggy and Scooby are alive.
Oh, okay, okay.
And Velma is too, but she's trapped and she's probably going to get tortured.
Okay, so go on. I want to see how it goes.
And then, so she's going to get tortured. In the meantime that she's getting tortured, she's like finding out stuff about the guy that's torturing her. And she's hiding little notes all around where the torture room. And Daphne is going to go get help. but nobody believes them because nobody believes them. That's the story. And then so they try to go and save them, but Shaggy is really scared, but he tries his best. In the time that they go and try to save Velma and figure out who the killer is, Shaggy gets killed in the process. And because he tries his best, but he's not strong enough for it.
And when he got stabbed, he was like, zoinks!
Yeah. And then before they come inside to save Velma, Velma gets killed and she's like, Ginkies.
Instead of like, Ginkies.
Ginkies. I don't have her nose and stuff. Whatever.
No, you said it.
Anyways, so she gets killed and Daphne manages to attack the guy when he's attacking Shaggy. Mm-hmm. And also Scooby manages to attack him too. But Shaggy ends up bleeding to death like Fred, so it didn't work out. But at least they killed and unmasked the guy.
Okay, so in yours, Daphne and Scooby survive.
Yes.
Oh. So it was a similar and not similar endings, but similar results. One girl, one dog. And I think I clicked on the wrong video.
I just got that.
No, but I think if we were to have to vote, I mean, I could go for mine, but I think your movie would probably be the one that I would want to watch instead.
Why?
No, I think it was like a better plot. It seemed like it would be a better movie. Just.
Are you saying that just to be nice?
No, like I actually think it would be a better movie than the movie I chose. Well, the outcome that I went with. But I mean, I still think mine was pretty good.
I mean, it was really good.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
It was original, just like any other man that would make a scary movie.
Because there was a hot chicken bikini.
And the pool getting killed. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but I mean, Shaggy and Scooby getting killed, or Shaggy getting killed in the van, or that scenario would have been crazy too, and then Daphne would have ran to the van and run away with Scooby. That could have been another scenario.
Yeah, I could see that. But let's see what you guys think. You guys get burper.
Girl.
But I mean, it's not a competition, so whatever.
It's not a competition, but I mean, I like your scenario and I like mine too. But it's, you know, it's crazy because in the Scream movie and I Know What You Did Last Summer, the characters that played the live action movie of of Scooby-Doo, they're in those movies.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And Shaggy and he was one of the Ghostface.
Oh yeah, I remember now.
Yeah, he was in the first
movie. Well, I don't think How I Met Your Mother. I don't think I Know What You Did Last Summer, they had Ghostface.
Not, I'm just saying, there's two different the killers, movies. Yeah. Right. The character that played Shaggy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was one of the Ghostface. And then in the I Know What You Did Last Summer, the main characters was Fred and Daphne, the ones that played them.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that survived. Why are you laughing?
No, because I'm still thinking about How I Met Your Mother. Okay, so now we'll move on to the next segment. And this is basically just going to be a would you rather type segment. It's going to have a couple questions of would you rathers. So for the first one, we have, would you rather spend the night in a haunted graveyard or in a haunted house? I think Kendra's trying to answer the question, but...
Yeah, I think I would rather spend it in a haunted cemetery.
Haunted cemetery?
Yeah.
No, I think I would go with the same thing, because it'd be cool because you could, depending on overcast... You could see the stars, and I think the stars look nice and everything, especially it depends on which graveyard, because if there's not as much light pollution, then it will look nice. If there's a lot of light pollution,
I think any graveyard would be nice.
Yeah, and I think with graveyards, you have more to look at. But then again, also in the haunted house, you have lights, but then the ghost might turn off the lights. No,
it's in a haunted house, so the lights are dead.
Well, I don't think that's always the case. I mean, if you look at all the movies and haunted houses, the lights are on, then they go flickering.
What is she doing?
Nothing, just relaxing. But yeah, so I mean, There's not much you could do in the house.
You can. You're just, it depends how big it is.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like the mansion in
No, we're gonna go with Amityville type house.
Okay. Well, either way, it's still like big.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Yeah. I'll still go graveyard though, because I feel like you have more to explore.
Yeah, and it's bigger and wider and yeah, pressure. There was this thing that this like common thing or like meme or I don't know how you call those says that they would pay you money to stay in the graveyard for a full night.
I would do that.
I would do it too. Like nothing.
I don't know. I feel like yeah, it'd be creepy, but I don't think I'd be like so scared that I wouldn't be able to walk into the graveyard, or I would have to leave in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I think I would be like, let's have a party, ghost. Ooh.
All right, so the next question. Would you rather know the date of your death or the cause of your death?
I rather wouldn't know the date.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
Because if I would know the cause, it could be like anything. Like, oh, car accident. How old car accident? Like, do you know all the details of the car accident?
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be like, oh, you fell off a house. What house? Am I not going to go on a roof for my entire life? And at least if like I know the date, then I'll be prepared. And before that time, I'll celebrate with everybody else.
Yeah.
Enjoy my time.
I think similarly, but I think a little bit different, because if I know the date, I know I'm not going to die before then. So I could do whatever I want. Go as crazy as I want. Go skydiving. Go blah, 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 blah. I know I'm not going to die right there. So then I think that's how I would live that. It would suck if it's like really short time span. But I think with that, you can at least live out as much as you want, you know? And then if you knew the way you're going to die, it depends on which way it is. Like if it's something that can happen anywhere, anytime, then you would live your life in paranoia. But if it's something that's really, really like niche, like out of, like just out of character, something that you're not dealing with so often, then I think in those cases you can kind of live okay until you start realizing, okay, this is that type of situation. Then you're going to be scared because you know you might die, because that's how you die.
What about if you're sick? If the cause of your death is that you get sick in some sort of like lethal, like cancer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. It depends on what kind of illness, because if it's cancer, you can go get checked and then you'll know, okay, I don't have it right now, or I have it right now. Then it kind of gives you, the doctors can give you an estimate. Of course, they're not going to guarantee the time, but they kind of give you a rough estimate. But if it's just like a random disease that can hit you anytime and just kill you, then that's kind of similar to how we're living a regular life, you know? You don't know if you're going to get a disease and then you end up just dying off of that disease. I don't know. I feel like if it was a disease that could just come at any time and that's how I die, I feel like I won't feel as paranoid. Maybe if I start getting a cough, then I'll be like, oh, is this it? But I don't get sick that often, so.
Show off. I mean, I don't know. I'd still think I would want to know when, or at least the date. That's it.
Yeah, I think I'd rather know the date.
I wouldn't want to know how.
Mm-hmm.
Let that be a surprise. I'm just saying. I wouldn't want to know how. It'll be just,
I don't know, because then that last day is going to be really, really a trip. Or once you get super close to that, then you're going to be like, all right.
But at least, like I said, you could be with everybody that you love and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you could prepare everybody for that.
Yeah, just be like, just letting you guys know I might die. And you're just like hanging out with them. I don't know. Or just bam. Body explodes.
My God.
Body parts all over your loved ones. I'm just kidding.
Ew.
I'm just
no,
kidding.
Don't say that.
All right. So then now the next segment. And this one, we have to either choose someone to party with, marry, or choose to have as a mortal enemy.
Okay. Give me an example.
And for this one, we're going to go with the Hulk, the Grinch, and Yoda.
Are you picking green people?
Yeah, they're green people.
Okay. So what'd you say?
The Hulk, the Grinch, and Yoda.
No, but what are we supposed to do?
So with party them? With, marry, and have as a mortal enemy.
Honestly, I wouldn't want Yoda and Hulk as a nemesis or an enemy, because one could squish me and the other one has the Force.
And a lightsaber, just saying.
And a lightsaber. So I would not survive. The Grinch, he's just fat and lazy. So
try and laugh like the Grinch.
I don't think I can.
I don't know how he does it.
I can't.
Yeah, that was a bad attempt, but
I can't do it. So I would have the Grinch as my enemy. I think I'll marry Yoda and I'll party with Hulk. Okay. Because he could drink so much alcohol and he won't get drunk.
Yeah.
And he's the one paying, so I don't care.
Good reasons. Let's see.
Of course there are good reasons.
I feel like similar reason for the Grinch to be my nemesis, but I wasn't thinking about, the Hulk. Yeah, you don't want the Hulk to be your enemy. And then I was thinking just the Grinch would be a funny nemesis to have.
Yeah, he'd come and steal your presents. Yeah. Just don't have any presents.
That's true.
But then he'll steal my 12-foot tree. But then I have my husband Yoda to defend my tree. What are you saying?
But I was thinking, I could marry the Hulk because Bruce Banner, super smart, lives an interesting life. I'll be part of that life, you know. And then just solely based off of the Chappelle Show version of Yoda, he can party. Yes, you know. He was caught up in a scandal and you know, they seem like they're having, you know, good parties.
And he does have a lightsaber. He could do tricks.
It's like, good blow this is. I think, yeah, that would be my choice. So marry the Hulk. Party with Yoda. Marry the Hulk. And then have the Grinch as my enemy.
Okay.
So similar, but just swapped on two of them.
I mean, Yoda wouldn't want to marry, so. Yes.
So.
What do you.
We'll see. What's it going?
I said, what kind of tricks would Yoda do other than the Coke?
He would take shots or take drinks without using his hands, using the Force, you know.
Oh my God, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Or he'll do lightsaber tricks.
That's what I picture.
One day he'll just be too drunk, try to do something with a lightsaber, cut someone in half by accident.
That's what I picture.
And, you know, I might have to bail him out, but yeah.
It's okay. Nobody's going to do anything because you're going to have a Hulk right there.
That's true.
They'll be too scared.
Well, he'll just push it under the rug, you know.
But I just imagine Hulk just covering the dead body with the rug.
It'd be interesting. So now we'll move on to the next subject, the next segment. And the next segment's going to be basically the worst of the worst. Just two characters or two people against each other. And we decide who's going to be, who we think is worse than the other.
What characters?
Well, in this case, it's not characters. They're actual people. They're two serial killers.
Ooh, okay.
So in this one, but it's not always going to be just serial killers. Sometimes it'll be like a horror movie villain versus another horror movie villain or something like that. Just both in the same category. All right. So for this one, it's going to be John Wayne Gacy versus Ted Bundy. So I'll give a couple facts and a short description of each, and then we'll decide which one we think is worse than the other.
This reminds me of like a talk show. Who do you think will win? So-and-so or so-and-so. This one is blah, 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 and has done blah, 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 and killed 100 people. And this gentleman, blah, 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 and murder his mom. And I kept her as a mummy and killed blah, 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 and made him into animals or something.
He killed his mummy and made her a mummy? Yeah. My mummy's a mummy.
I don't know. I just said random stuff.
No, when you're saying that, I was just picturing like in a boxing ring, like in this corner, blah, 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 and then this corner. Yeah. Yeah. Similar idea.
I was just thinking of like, what do you want? This guy or that one?
I don't think we want any of them.
I know, but that's what I pictured.
All right. So starting off with John Wayne Gacy, a.k.a. Pogo the Clown, his M.O. or modus operandi was rape, torture, and stabbing, as well as asphyxiating his
victims.
Yeah. I was like, some people don't like the word. But anyways, yeah, his victims.
His mom.
No, okay, we'll go with victims.
I don't know. I said not mom.
We're talking about mummies, so okay. Well, anyways, yeah, his victims. He was also a necrophiliac. He ended up raping 3 or more people and then murdered 33 people. So then I'll have this brief description. So according to Gacy's confession to the police, he would pick up Caucasian male runaways or male prostitutes in their mid-teens to their early 20s from the Chicago Greyhound bus stations or off the streets. Afterwards, he would take them back to his house by either promising them money for sex, offering them a job with his construction company, or simply grabbing them by force or forcing them into his car by gunpoint. Once they got back to his house, he would handcuff them or tie them up in another way after intoxicating them with alcohol or knocking them out with chloroform. He would torture them in various ways, such as using a fire poker on them. Fire poker. Using a fire poker on them, dripping melted using a fire poker such as using a fire poker on them, dripping hot melted candle wax on their bodies, or repeatedly drowning them in his bathtub, or by placing them in a homemade rack. As a show of dominance, he would urinate on his victims. Gacy would rape his victims both before and after killing them, hence the necrophilia, keeping the body around for days. One of his most infamous ways of binding his victims was convincing them to allow him to handcuff them under the pretense that they're going to be part of a magic trick. Gacy would often stick paper towels or clothing, such as a sock or even their own underwears, in their mouth to muffle their screams, causing them to fatally asphyxiate. He would also kill his victims by strangling them with a rope or a board as he sexually assaulted them with sex toys, then burying their body in his crawl space. So that's John Wayne Gacy in a nutshell.
And
on the other hand, we have Ted Bundy. And I chose them because they have more or less the same body counts and same method, well, modus operandi. So Ted Bundy would do is he would pretend that he would be injured to lure his victims. His modus operandi was also the same: raping them, torturing them, stabbing them, and also asphyxiating them. And he was also a necrophiliac. So he murdered between 21 to 32 people, possibly more. And then he had 5 to 6 attempted murders as well. And then his brief description is, so Bundy targeted brunette, petite Caucasian women aged from 12 to 26 years old. All of his victims were either in college or had a middle class background. His method of obtaining his victims varied. Sometimes he would burglarize their homes and then bludgeon them in their sleep. Sometimes he would use elaborate ruses, such as what I was mentioning before. He would pretend that he was hurt. Yeah. And then sometimes he would just rely on his looks because they would consider him good looking.
He was pretty smart too.
Yeah, that's why he used elaborate ruses. So him being good looking allowed him to abduct people in broad daylight, even if they were aware that there was like a serial killer present in that area. His facial features were like unremarkable. Like they weren't memorable, but they still considered him handsome. He would even use disguises. He would disguise himself as an officer, as a firefighter, to gain the victim's trust. Sometimes Bundy would use a fake cast, like I was saying, that he was faking his injury. He would use an arm sling or crutches to get the victim's sympathy. He would ask him for assistance of some kind, such as helping him put something inside of his car or asking for directions. Then they were struck in the head with a crowbar and then shoved into his car and forced to wear handcuffs. So his initial attacks involved him raping them either with incidental objects found. So just like he would just use whatever he ended up finding in the victim's bedroom or ones that he brought himself. And then he would fatally bludgeon them with the crowbar. And before he would rape his victims, he would have them remove their clothing or take off his own clothing to prevent the authorities from finding any traces of evidence. He would later kill his victims by strangulation and would sometimes decapitate them post-mortem, keeping a few of their skulls as trophies. In one case, he cremated the severed head of one of his victims in a fireplace. When he killed Lynette Culver, he drowned her in a bathtub. When he attacked his victims, At the Chi Omega sorority house, he bludgeoned all of them with a log. Bundy would often visit his victims. He would admit to applying makeup to their corpses, having sex with them, and would lie with them for hours afterwards. He would also dress them up in clothes that they never wore and apply nail polish that their families had never seen them use. Bundy also kept a collection of photos of his victims that he took with a Polaroid camera as a way of remembering the crimes for his, like, a keepsake.
Forgot all about right. that.
So those are the two that we're choosing between.
So while you were saying that, I was picturing them. And like I said, like a game or a boxing ring or something. Oh. But in my head, I was thinking, what would they think of each other? I think Ted Bundy would win.
And what's your reasoning for that?
Because he would want him, since he was attracted to men.
I could see what you mean, yeah.
So he would want him, and so Ted Bundy would use that as an advantage and kill him.
Mm-hmm. So you're seeing it as them actually fighting against each other.
Well, how else did you say
it? I was just thinking of who did the worst things.
Oh.
I mean, we could do it that way too, yeah.
I think John Wayne Gacy did the worst things. He buried them in, like, under his home, and he was going after little kids, and it just seems worse.
I guess we could do it that way. We can do it. Which of the two was worse than the other? Who did the worst things? And then we could also say who would win between the two. Because in the future, when we're going with fictitious characters, we can also put them against each other and see who would win.
Yeah.
So I think it's something that we can do. I see where you're coming from, but I think Ted is a little worse. Ted Bundy.
I mean, he was. Yeah, really? I mean, he did do a lot of bad things, and he was kind of, for me, honestly, I don't understand what people saw in him. I didn't see how handsome or anything handsome of his.
Yeah, like, when I saw him, I was like, he's not really that handsome. Like, when people describe him, I was like, oh, he's going to be like a model-looking dude. He looked average to me, to be honest.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Average. Like, nobody would give him a second look, mm-hmm. kind of average.
Which, it makes sense. Like, one of the descriptions was that he was, like, that thing, like, his facial features weren't remarkable. But they were still saying that he was handsome. I'm not saying that he was, like, an ugly guy, but I don't think he was handsome.
He reminded me of a skeleton.
Yeah.
That's what he reminded me of. But
oh, yeah, go on.
Okay, no, you say it first.
Yeah, but I was saying that I think I would go with Ted for this one because... If you're going based off of just with kids, he also had ranged from ages 12 to 26. So the lower end is still kids. And then also he mutilated the bodies. He would decapitate them and stuff. And so I think that takes it a step further, being able to mutilate the body. Because both of them were necrophiliacs, so they had sex with the dead bodies. And they would both, you know, do their thing.
No, well, what's it called? John Wayne Gacy was a trustworthy man.
Yeah.
He was a pillar of the community. There you go. That's how you say it. So they trusted him, and they trusted him with kids, and they felt comfortable around him. And I think that's why he was the worst one. And Ted Bundy, honestly, like... They could have avoided those women. Some of them could have avoided being killed by not trusting a random man. But in that time, that's what they did. They trusted random men and people to give them rides to places, to just, you know, oh, some handsome guy is talking to me. Okay.
Well, I mean, that happens now still. I mean, if people go out to clubs but and in bars. That,
okay, but like they don't. They're not, people are not as trustworthy, like, with random strangers as they used to be. You get me?
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean,
so things could have been avoided, other than the big killing that he did with, like, the chicks in college. But
well, I mean, also the things could have been avoided with John Wayne Gacy as well. Like, if
they could have, but like I said, he was a pillar of the community, and a lot of people knew him since he. Was a business guy, and he was a clown, and he liked kids and make them laugh and blah 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 shenanigans. And I say the pillar of the community is more awful.
Okay, so we're both voting against each other.
Yes. But, I mean, Ted, he was also awful because he tricked women into, like, to kill them and to use them and stuff. And that sucks. And then who knows if that's all of them.
No, we can make regular episodes about them because we haven't talked about them.
No, we were holding off on them.
Yeah, we're holding off on them. Yeah, we can do that.
And so maybe we all do.
Yeah, we'll talk about them in more in detail.
Yeah, so let's see who else thinks I'm right.
So we're both going against each other. I'm going Ted Bundy and you're going John Wayne Gacy.
Yes.
Just let us know what you guys think. But we'll move on to the next segment. And this is going to be the last segment. And this is going to be the horror fact of the episode. So in 2017, homicide archivist Thomas Hargrove estimated that there are more than 2,000 serial killers currently at large.
I have seen that.
So from, I read it in an article in the New Yorker. For the past 7 years, he has been collecting municipal reports of murders. And he now has the largest catalog of killings in the country. He had 751,785 murders carried out since 1976, which is roughly 27,000 more than appear in the FBI files. This article was in 2017, so I don't know if he still holds the largest catalog. States are supposed to report murders to the Department of Justice, but some report inaccurately or failed to report altogether, and Hargrove has sued some of these states to obtain the records using computer codes. He wrote, he searches his archive for statistic anomalies among the ordinary murders resulting from lovers triangles, gang fights, robberies, or brawls. Each year, about 5,000 people kill someone and don't get caught. And a percentage of those people, those men and women, undoubtedly killed more than once. So, yeah, that's the fact of the episode.
That's crazy, you know, that you talk about that. There was one time that I researched the serial killers in California right now and today.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big-ass list, like more than 20.
Mm-hmm. I think I...
In California.
It's crazy thinking that there's active serial killers right now.
I know, yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. When I was looking through that, I was like, oh my God. Oh my, that was a lot. I don't even think it was 20. I think it was way more than 20. I just can't remember.
I think I saw that too. And it was, I think it was like around 50, like, yeah, 40 to 50. Like that,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It had a zero in the end, but it was a double number. I'm just saying. But I've seen a list just for California since we live in California. And I was just curious. And I was looking for something to talk about. And I didn't even look at other states, but imagine that.
Yeah, I don't know how people can do it. I know that there's like sociopaths and psychopaths and everything, so their mind works differently, but just I can't picture how people can do stuff like that. It's just too crazy.
And I mean, I could picture it, but it just makes me kind of paranoid, so I don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't drive everywhere the same way.
You're always just looking at everybody. That could be a circle right there.
So
yeah, I mean, you just always have to be careful. Always take precautions. Be aware of your surroundings. Hopefully you listeners are doing the same. Yeah. That's going to be it for the episode. Wow. Hopefully you all enjoy this new format. I honestly think it's going to be a good addition to the podcast. Good change for the podcast. I had a good time.
Yeah, and we talked a lot.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a little shorter, but it might be a little bit longer. We'll see once we edit stuff out. But if you enjoyed this, let us know. If you have any questions that you want us to talk about in the new segments that we have, so, any would you rathers, or if you have like for the party with Mary and have as an enemy, if you guys have ideas for that, let us know, and then we'll add that to the episode. Or if you have any facts, and then we'll add those as well.
Yeah, let's see what we could figure out next.
Yeah.
So the next episode will be just a regular episode where we talk about something, or one of us will talk about something and the other one will just listen.
Yeah, it's just going to alternate between the two. It's going to be a dark episode, then an episode, then a dark episode, just back and forth.
Yeah, and then I guess we get to talk more in the dark episode and... just...
Yeah, the dark show is just going to be like more of a hanging out thing.
Just talking at this, like just at random.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode and you guys keep on hearing us and wait for the next episode.
Yeah, and until next time.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Tony. And we'll see what lies next.
In the dark night.
Be careful out there.
Delma.
What? With Delma? Yeah, watch out for Delma. All right. Bye.
Bye. Ha ha ha.